The House and Senate will consider their budget bills today in order to quantify House opposition to the Senate health plan. House Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones has inserted it as an amendment for debate and then a vote.
We have stated all along that our caucus is opposed to Medicaid expansion. We want reforms first. The advantage that you have is that you know where both chambers are heading into conference. The issues in the budget bill, they're not that great. They've injected something into the budget bill that doesn't belong in the budget bill, quite frankly. We want to deal with the things that deal with the teachers, police, K-12, higher ed, and this has been obfuscated by the inclusion of Senate Bill 45 in the budget itself. So, you know, we want everyone to see where the House stands.
This comes a day after the multi-organization healthcare advocacy group, the HAVE Coalition, announced that the Commonwealth has rejected over $250 million since January 1st of this year by not taking the federal Medicaid expansion money. Jill Hankin, health attorney with the Virginia Poverty Law Center.
Now, as each day passes, Virginia loses $5 million more dollars, and sick, uninsured Virginians go without the health coverage that would provide them with needed medical treatment. The Senate offered a plan to cover uninsured Virginians. The House did not. It's important to note that the House budget does restore some cuts to hospitals, and it also provides an additional $3 million a year to free clinics and community health centers. $3 million a year compared to $5 million per day. And we're confused because the House prides itself on being fiscally prudent, but its budget uses scarce state taxpayer dollars for health services instead of drawing down the federal tax dollars, which Virginians have already paid. That makes Virginia pay twice for the same thing. The Senate's plan, on the other hand, offers a creative and thoughtful way to cover uninsured Virginians and keep Virginia's tax dollars in the Commonwealth. It also addresses each and every objection to providing coverage that the House has articulated. The Senate replaces traditional Medicaid with a fully private insurance program available through a network of insurers. The covered services are more in line with private plans that most employers offer. And most importantly, the Senate plan has a circuit breaker provision to protect the Commonwealth if federal funding promises are not kept. There is no reason for the House to continue to reject the opportunity to bring back billions of our federal tax dollars, help uninsured Virginians, and support Virginia's economy.
The federal government has committed to cover 100% of the cost of the program for the first 3 years and 90% for every year after that, though Republicans say it's irresponsible to accept federal dollars for safety net programs because they don't believe those funds will be there in perpetuity. Michael Cassidy, president of the Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis, rejects this argument.
Over 21% of our state budget comes from the federal government. When you look through the budget that was adopted on the House by the House Appropriations Committee on Sunday, we have not seen a dramatic restructuring of Virginia's entire federal budget because someday, maybe, Congress might reduce funding for a program. So maybe what these lawmakers are saying is that it's okay to use federal funds for cops on the street, for our courts, for our roads, and our schools. It's just not okay to use federal funds to provide health care to hardworking, low-income Virginians.
Dr. Richard Such, Richmond-based radiologist and president of the medical staff of Bon Secours at St. Mary's.
Disease and illness does not distinguish between people who have health insurance and those who don't. Disease and illness is an equal opportunity affliction. Individuals without coverage must often delay care or simply do without care. If individuals do not have coverage and they delay care, they often end up presenting to emergency departments to receive their care. Emergency departments are a much more costly place to receive care than if they had their own personal physician. These patients often present with more advanced illness and complications, which could have been prevented with earlier diagnosis and treatment.
The Senate's Marketplace Virginia plan could grant coverage to as many as 400,000 uninsured Virginians. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.